Blog Talk Radio.
You are now online with Andrea, with your host, Andrea Garrison.
Welcome. You are now online with Andrea. I am your host, Andrea Garrison, here on Blog Talk Radio. And whether you're on the phone line, on the internet, on a podcast, listening, chatting, or blogging, listening to us live, or reviewing one of our archives, we are so happy to have you with us. For those of you who'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-426-3895, 347-426-3895. And we will be opening up the phone lines later in the show for those of you who choose to call in. And for those of you who like to chat, please join our chat room. It is open, but you must be registered with Blog Talk to chat in our chat room. Tonight we have some amazing music created by some amazing musicians who are noted for their excellent world music and their humanitarian efforts. The group is called Airborne. Please welcome two members of this great group, Thomas Barino and Greg Barino. Brothers, how are you guys?
I'm well, Andrea. This is Greg Barino, and thank you so much for having us and giving us the opportunity to speak with you and to your vast audience and allowing us to share our music and our cause.
And this is Tom Barino of Airborne. I play keyboards, and I also thank you, too.
Well, you know, it's my pleasure. It's, you know, what would we do, guys, without music? What would we do?
No, I think music is, it's an art form that it controls people. It's such a beautiful thing.
And the thing that's so great about you, actually, is that you recognize, as so many musicians do, the power of music in terms of spreading goodwill and healing, and you have such wonderful messages in your music. So it really
is special.
Thank you. That's one thing that's been a trademark of Airborne. There's always a message in every one of our CDs. It's always, each CD is planned that way to have a certain message, especially a message of hope, love, and faith that this could be, we can have a better world. We try to express that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Now, the band Airborne is based in New Haven.
New Haven, Connecticut, absolutely.
Yes.
Home of Yale University.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, are all of the band members from New Haven originally?
I mean, the greater New Haven area, I mean, no one is farther than, I would say, a 20, 30-minute ride. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we're all pretty much New Haven, greater New Haven based.
Yes.
Right. And you know that New Haven is known to have some of the best pizza in the world.
We sure do.
And which one do you like? Do you like Sally's or the, what was the other one?
Pepe's and
yes.
Modern. Those are the three number ones, and they're all great.
Yes.
There's not
Pepe's,
one better than the other.
And what was the third one?
Modern Abits.
Modern Abits, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Modern.
Modern is not on the Worcester Street Strip, but it's more than New Haven residents know that if, because the lines on Worcester Street for Pepe's and Sally's sometimes are out the door. So as New Haveners, we know that you could get just as good as Sally's or Pepe's at Modern.
Yes.
Without the longer wait.
But it's been getting to be a wait there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm going to have to go there. And Modern is right around the corner.
They ship around the world, too. They pack it. They pack, and at Modern Beats, they pack there, and you could get it anywhere around the world, they'll ship it. My cousin moved away, and he went to Memphis, Tennessee, and we used to ship it, the pizza from Modern Beats to him, right? Remember,
yes,
Greg?
Yes, we
because he missed the pizza so much from New Haven, because
yes.
Like you said, it's famous for it.
But also New Haven is known for its art and its culture.
Yes.
We have the Educational Center for the Arts here, and there's a lot of music going on here in the Connecticut area.
It is a multicultural city, and you get
a lot of diversity from
music.
Well, actually, you're a suburb of New York City, really, when you think about it. And there's so
and actually,
music.
We're kind of centralized between New York and Boston.
Right.
You know, so we get those two influences, and
and if you're a sports fan, it's Yankees and Red Sox. I'm just speaking that way.
Yeah.
It happens that way too.
Yeah. You're actually in between the New York influence and the Boston. So it's like, is it going to be the Knicks or the Celtics or the New England Patriots or the
or the Giants?
Yeah.
That's right. You're right.
But then we have Rhode Island where they have the Newport Jazz Festival, which is known for years.
Mm-hmm.
So. We're in a nice cultural, artsy kind of community here.
Yeah.
As far as music, there's the blues, there's jazz, Latin influence.
Latin.
And that's how the airborne sound was created, the sounds of the city.
Yeah.
The airborne sound is very much a Latin and islandy sound. Plus, it's been known, like the trademark sound's been sounded, island passion with an urban emotion.
Yeah.
So we're city dwellers, so you get that. Spiritual.
We have like old school funk in us, but we also do very Latin-y salsa type pieces.
Yeah.
The blues is influencing us, and we all put it all together, and it kind of creates the airborne sound.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
So you say island passion with
urban emotion.
I love that.
You like that, Andrea?
I have to tell you guys, you're great with coming up with slogans. You really are terrific with that. But, you know, I have loads of questions, and I also have loads of music.
Great.
So we're going to play From Jazz to James. How's that?
Oh, okay. Now, that's a whirlwind song.
Tell us about
kind of like
that.
That has an intro, which is kind of almost contemporary jazz, new age-ish.
Mm-hmm.
The middle section has a little of that 70s fusion jazz. And then the third part of the song is just old school funk.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely a jazz song.
Yeah,
but
maybe a little Tower Power thrown in it.
Yeah, you know, or James Brown type of thing.
I know.
Yeah.
I love that. Mixing the traditional jazz and then throwing a little Tower of Power and
little James Brown, JB, you know. So.
It's funny that you say Tower of Power. When Airborne's been together since 1988, and our first concert in the mid-'80s, even before, as we were just forming, our first concert was with Tower of Power, and it was a wonder. It was a packed house at Toad's Place, New Haven, and we opened for Tower of Power, and it was a great night of funk. We had four encores. The people loved us, so that was our first gig, and Tower of Power was taking us on. Keep going, you know. And they're great guys, and it was one. Now that you say Tower of Power, that brings back memories. Yes.
Yeah. So
and then Toad's Place is known all over the world.
Oh, yes. So they've had major acts there and still do. So, yes, Jazz to James, that's off our newest CD, the New Horizons CD.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope your listeners enjoy it.
Well, I did, and I'm going to enjoy it right now. How's that?
Oh, there you go.
Enjoy Jazz to James.
From Jazz to James.
To James. We'll meet you at the end.
All right. Yeah, James was amazing, and you know, he had that funk going on, but sometimes he'd throw a little jazz in there, right? With
sure did his horn arrangements, and absolutely.
Yeah,
he played a little organ too.
Yeah, Okay, well, here we go with Jazz to James.
Thank you.
And that's just a jinx.
I love that.
Andrea, while that was playing, I was saying to myself, well, of all the songs we sent you, what made you pick that one the first to play?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. I'm very random and very organic in terms of how I do things. And
mm-hmm.
For some reason, it just turned out it was first. And so is a good, whatever it is, that's always great. But, you know what I mean?
And yeah,
but I love that.
I'll take you on a musical. It does take you on a musical journey. It's one of our more progressive songs on the New Horizons CDs. Thank you for starting with it. Thank you.
But I think that is what you do in your music, is you seem, whether you do it in one tune like you did in this one where you just took us all over the place,
mm-hmm.
You do that from tune to tune. You like to take people on a journey, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Music is a journey. It is.
Yeah.
Like life.
But you know what I was thinking when it was playing? It's always amazing what happens or what comes into your mind or your heart when you are
mm-hmm.
listening to music. And for some reason, I know we talked about James Brown and Tower of Power before mm-hmm. we played the tune. But then when I was listening, I thought about Weather Report.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were a major
mm-hmm.
influence on us also.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm the one who wrote the song, and actually, they were an influence. The song definitely goes in lots of different places. So
it has a
that's why I gave it that title, From Jazz to James, because it does start off very jazzy with in the beginning with that almost Wayne Shorter soprano, long, sustained notes of the sax, and so thank you, Andrea.
Yeah, because it did. I certainly we can't forget about Weather Report.
Oh, they were innovators.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so, very much so.
Yes.
Well, mm-hmm. we have a question in the chat room. Secrets of Richmond wants to know, what jazz artist influenced you the most?
Okay, I'll start. This is Tom Barino, keyboards. My favorite, or I have to say, influenced me the most, Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock. I have to say those two influenced me throughout the years. Their music, Chick Corea and his Latin stuff, the first of his Baby Light as a Feather, the stuff he did with early with the singing, and also Spanish Heart with the really Latin piece. But then Herbie Hancock with the thrust and the head under stuff was just so amazing. That really got me into the contemporary jazz.
Mm-hmm. This is Greg Barino. As far as myself, I've always loved Pat Metheny's music, and as far as like for writing and composing as a group sound, I've always loved the sound of Spyro Gyro and Weather Report.
Mm-hmm.
For just smooth and groove stuff, no one was better than George Benson. He just did it so right. My rock and blues years were people like Santana or Stevie Ray Vaughan. So, you know, I take a lot of different influences from different people and keep an open mind and just make it my own.
Yeah.
One thing I never did was ever copy anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but I've always listened and admired and would absorb what the person did, their vibe, and just make it become part of what I do.
This is Tom Barino again. I would have to say any style of music you could really learn from. No matter what it is, it could
mm-hmm.
be blues, it could be gospel, it could be any kind of jazz, it could be anything. There's
mm-hmm.
always something. It could be hip-hop, the groove,
mm-hmm.
the certain groove of what the music has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Always be open-minded.
Right.
I would have to say that to any musicians, even younger musicians, we try to instill that into them. Always be open-minded and listen to everything. There's something there for everybody.
Well, you know, it's funny. I can tell, obviously, you live what you say there because
mm-hmm.
You can tell that you listen to all kinds of music. You really appreciate all genres, don't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. Even vocalists. Even vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
Luther Vandross was incredible. Peebo Bryson, as far as singers, amazing. Billie Holiday.
Yeah. The Cole brothers, Freddie Cole, Nat Cole.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Secrets of Richmond says, great mix of influences.
Oh, okay.
And,
well,
yeah.
thank you, Richmond.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it's true. I mean, you're just so diverse in your taste and in your spirit, and it comes through in your music.
But also, I'm sorry to stop you, but also even the straight-ahead jazz, the modal jazz of the Miles Davis, and as far as Bill Evans on piano, those eras, like the Dizzy Gillespies, those people were innovators, and that music still is on, that cool jazz era, that
right.
modal jazz era was amazing, and it was a major influence on us also.
Well, you know, Dizzy's...
Wouldn't you agree, Greg?
Yeah.
Yes,
Greg?
I agree, and we actually put on the New Horizons CD, we even put like a jazzy blues song on there called Thank God It's Friday. So we give you a lot of different ear candy, different things to listen to. So.
Oh, yeah, it's a great CD. It's funny you brought up Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. They really were innovators.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, they came out of that traditional jazz, but then they took it to another level. I mean, they were definitely organic in that they were always growing, evolving, and changing.
Mm-hmm.
And Herbie Hancock as well, because he came out of that traditional.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
He was with Miles, and he just kept going and going and going. He's a wonderful musician.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And they're all into all types of music, obviously.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Dizzy really loved the world music sound.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
and
he did.
His Latin stuff was
amazing,
what Dizzy did with Panachoso. He did some great stuff with
that Afro-Cuban
Cuban
sound
thing.
That he did. Yes, he was an innovator in that.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. Well, the next one we're going to play is Saturday Afternoon. So tell us about that.
That's a cool, like, contemporary jazz song that, you know, got a little edge to it, but it's very smooth and just kind of, you just lay back and chill and listen. If it was like a nice, beautiful, today, at least in New Haven, was a beautiful day. So it's that kind of feeling of just a nice day, lay back and just chill. But I mean, it is musical. There is definitely some edge in the song, but it's a nice, cool song.
It was written by our sax player, who also one of the leaders of the band. The three main leaders is my brother and I, and Tom Sansone, who plays sax, flute, and vocals. And he wrote that composition of Saturday Afternoon.
Well, here it is. It's a kickback sort of song. So kick back.
All right.
It's Saturday Afternoon. You know, I was thinking we can do this anytime, not just Saturday afternoon.
As I was listening to it, as you could see, there's like different conversations between the piano, the soprano sax, and the guitar, and then that little flurry of vocals in there. So there's a lot of different things going on in that song.
One trademark of the band, it's an ensemble. It's not just maybe a saxophone player or a piano player. We incorporate the piano, the guitar, and the horn all together, or the flute, and the vocals all together in arrangement. We try. It's been known that we kind of get that concept of a band going. We're happy to do that.
Yeah, that's great.
Give everybody their flavor.
Yeah. You know what came into my mind? It was interesting. After Piazzolla came in to my mind, and Oliver Nelson, who's a phenomenal composer, and we don't hear.
Yeah, Stolen Moments.
Yeah.
I love that tune.
That's one of my favorite tunes.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
We play it live sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, you play Stolen Moments?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like when we do smaller, like, jazz clubs and stuff. Yeah,
like smaller jazz clubs that are more for
straight ahead jazz. Because we also, besides our contemporary, we do locally, like, in the Connecticut area, you know, small jazz clubs where we play more unplugged.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Oliver Nelson, what an amazing composer and arranger, right?
Beautiful melodies, beautiful songwriting. Each note counted.
Yes. And modal, very modal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the chat room, Secrets of Richmond says, Kenny G, Kirk Whalum, Dizzy and Miles paved the way for the jazz of today. And then smooth riding music, country roads in the fall, leaves turning and falling, easy listening. Great blend of instruments. Man, oh man, wow.
Wow, there's nice poetic stuff there.
I know.
He should write a book of poetry.
That was nice.
Very nice. What else could you add to that, Andrea?
I know.
Wow.
Well, jeez. I'm just carrying the message from the chat room.
All right.
But that was very poetic and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially with this new season, the season is coming. And we're from the Northeast, so we understand the fall. There's nothing better, more beautiful in the Northeast, the autumn.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that is a beautiful season. And so we're going to go dig in the atmosphere. Now tell us about that.
It's our new single.
This is, as we speak, the release date is this Monday coming up.
Yes.
Which, what's that date, Tom?
I think September 20th,
September 20th. It's our release date for our new single, Dig in the Atmosphere. So this is the song we'll be we're pushing, of course, the whole CD, but this is the song we'll be pushing as a single
now. We call this the jazz.
So why did you choose this one to push? Because there are a lot of great tunes.
Well, that's always a tough one to choose. You know, this one is gearing a little bit more toward the smooth jazz radio format. As opposed to something like Jazz to James, which is more of an album piece kind of thing. But it's tough to call. You don't know. We agonize over it, which song to push, you know. So
I say push them all.
Yes, we do. We do.
And we do talk over with our radio promoter, Jason Grovick from All That Jazz. He's been with us for many years, for many CDs right now.
Yeah.
And but the Dig in the Atmosphere has that groove music sound. It's smooth jazz, but it's also very melodic. And we don't try to tame smooth jazz. That's one thing we don't try.
Yeah, it still has an edge to it. We didn't homogenize it. We didn't water it down. There's different instruments playing different melodies. But it is a nice smooth groove. You know, it's a good smooth groove. Our little trademark of adding some vocals to it.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so.
A lot of melodies to listen for.
Yeah.
And they all more or less become from that, maybe that old R&B type of sound that think songs came from hooks too. And there's a lot of hooks in this song itself
mm-hmm.
that you would hear.
And there's nothing like a nice melody.
Yeah.
You know, a good melody will last forever.
Over
yeah.
a good group, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a, the song says, lay back, no fear,
mm-hmm.
just dig in the atmosphere. So,
yeah.
see what
yeah.
you think.
Well, Secrets of Richmond says, I owned a jazz club here in Richmond. And going to find the current CD, and Secrets of Richmond agreed with me. Push every tune. That's what I said.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
There we go.
It's, yes.
Salute to that.
Yes, I do. Yes.
And so for
Thank
now, we're
going
to get into digging the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Okay.
So
sure.
We're digging the atmosphere. Yeah, I love those vocals there.
All right, thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
We're digging the atmosphere here online with Andrea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, really, I really like the tune. And I was listening to it, and I could see, you know, when I listened to the whole CD, I could, you know, they all seem like you can, you know, push each tune. But I guess I can see why. It has a something about it, you know, you want to hum along kind of.
Yes,
you know.
A catchy phrase here
yeah.
or there. Yes,
it does have that hook. It does.
It does. Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Secrets
you know.
of Richmond says that cut was nice and funky.
Okay, cool.
Their drummer put a nice groove to that. He really did. He put it, like Gregory says, a little edge, a little bit, you know, he gave it a little kick to make it push a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all our tracks actually are all live musicians. We don't like use drum machines or anything like that. It's all live drums. Our percussionists, we always have live percussion, Latin and African percussion mm-hmm. to add part to the airborne sound, so.
Yeah, that's great, you know, because, you know, it's, you're helping to give musicians work.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely not a one-man project. It's definitely a group effort. You know.
But how do you feel about that? I mean, certainly, you know, there are many that create every sound of every single instrument practically, you
mm-hmm.
know, so-called one-man band. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I don't knock anybody for what they do. Each artist does what they have to do for their own thing. We're a little more old school, so we kind of like playing with the group. We like that. Jazz intervention of musicians playing off each other, that live feel, that just that certain creation that just sometimes just happens, that when it's just one person might not just always happen. It could be beautiful, it could definitely turn out beautiful, but just our preference is to that interaction of live play.
We the main writers are Tom Barino, my brother Greg Barino, and Tom Sansone, our partner. And what we do, we'll write the songs, and then we'll bring them to the band and let them get their input on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, it is nice when you go out and see a live concert to see the interaction between
the interaction, yes. That's what jazz is about. It's about improv and, you know, We like it, so that's what works for us. So.
Yes, we're definitely an ensemble band. That's our sound. With Airborne, it's funny that you were talking about the one artist or whatever. One radio, maybe what they call a program director, gave us an email one time, and he said, "Well, you guys don't sound like everybody else. Usually it's the saxophone plays the melody or the guitar plays the melody. You guys have the piano, then the guitar, and then the saxophone." And I emailed back, "Because we're different."
Yeah.
"Don't you want us to sound that way?"
It was a little sad, Andre, that
yeah.
he was knocking us because we didn't
sound
like
anybody
everybody else. We're not that innovative or different. I mean, we have a nice sound, but, you know, it's our own sound, and we're not cookie cutters. So I didn't get that, what he was trying to say. But
he did enjoy the music. He said he really enjoyed our music.
Yeah.
He said, "But it's not like everybody else that they're playing." And I said, "But isn't that a good thing?"
I know.
Should be listening for that, you know.
I to me, traditional radio, hearing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
I like hearing.
You get hear something different, variety.
Yeah, I like
Airborne has a sound of its own. You can tell that. Airborne does have a sound. You hear an Airborne song, you know it's us.
Right.
You really could tell it's us. Yes.
Yeah.
That interaction.
Secrets of Richmond says old-fashioned jam sessions with flair.
Thank you. You know, one of the best description of, I love this description, Mix Magazine gave us, says, Airborne's musical recipe takes a can of straight-ahead jazz with Caribbean and Latin influence. pour in a few tablespoons of jazz fusion in a cup of urban street funk, then stir and cook all the ingredients with pure technical talent till it gets boiling hot.
Oh!
That was from Mix Magazine.
Yeah, that was a great. We always loved that. It was like, wow. I guess you're right. But thank you so much. You know, it was a great flair of making it our musical recipe. That was a wonderful thing to say.
Yeah, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell us about your journey now in music. How you both got started?
The Airborne was formed officially in 1988. It was really started forming in the early 80s. I say officially formed in 1988. And so it's been quite a long time right now. It's been 22 years.
Wow.
And we have 7 CDs up to date. The New Horizon is the newest one. We've been proclaimed the musical peacemakers of contemporary jazz. We've been awarded a merit of honor by the World Peace Organization for excellence in world music and as humanitarians. And that's why they call us the peacemakers, because we set up a cause called Musicians, Humanitarians, Peacemakers. And it fights against hunger, and all the donations go to feed the children. And you know, and you've seen in our CDs, there's always a message of hope, and there's a message of peace. And that's how it started. The critics started calling us the musical peacemakers, and everybody caught on. It's been for years now that they've been calling us that. But
yeah.
I guess that's a pretty good thing to be called than anything else. You know,
yeah.
But we're
well, there's
we're
nothing
happy
wrong
to
with
help.
Being. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a peacemaker. Now I see a caller here. Let's see if this is someone listening or.
Okay. Sure.
Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, you're on live. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Kathy. I'm calling from Brantford, Connecticut. Hi, Greg and Tom. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. Is this Kathy Coyle?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
I logged on to my email tonight, and I received an email saying that you were going to be on with Andrea. So
mm-hmm.
I've been listening for the past few minutes, and I thought I'd give a call. And weigh in on how wonderful you guys are and the great music that you produce. And I've been a fan for several years now. And I have to say that any time that you are playing in one of the local clubs or venues, we try to get out to, you know, to see you.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And because you were the first caller, your publishing clergy's house is sending you $1 million.
But
so congratulations.
Thank you so much. But just to tell you how great your music is, my husband and I travel quite a bit. And when we're on vacation, we try to find venues that have, you know, smooth jazz performers.
Mm-hmm.
And there is such a lack of good jazz bands out there. We were in Hawaii this summer, and
mm-hmm.
we had to really search to find someone on Maui that played the type of music that, you know, your group does. There is one gentleman who has a band. He does not play that often on the island, but we were able to catch a performance. And you know, it's like we always compare everyone that we listen to when we're out of the state with Airborne, and there is no comparison. Absolutely no comparison. Recent trip to Florida, you know, you figure you would find, you know, some jazz club. They
mm-hmm.
really
a lot
don't.
Of jazz in Florida, yes.
They don't play the type of smooth jazz that you guys do.
Oh.
And, you know, we say, you know, we often think about, you know, relocating to another state or, you know, moving out of Connecticut. And we say, no, You know,
New Haven has a sound, believe it or not. Yes, New Haven does have a sound.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Yeah. You're the best.
So New Haven has airborne and pizza.
Exactly. How can you not, you know, how can you be deprived of, you know, good pizza and good jazz?
Yeah,
you
go.
Also have Jimmy's of Savin Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
yeah.
We do.
Yeah, we have great food in New Haven, actually.
Yeah, that's one thing that we often, you know, talk about is, you know, New Haven and the surrounding area has so many cultural experiences and venues that it's, you know,
yes.
that it's hard to be, you know, when you're away from it, you really appreciate it. And
yes.
we have, you know, the CDs on our computer, and when we go away, we play them for, you know, friends that we, you know, that we've met over, you know, the course of our travels. And they love the music. They absolutely love it. So, you know, and...
Thank you for spreading the word.
Thank you, Kat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, I have a minor in music, so I can appreciate, you know, really good music. And my husband was the one who really introduced me to, you know, to smooth jazz. And then when I found out about the concerts at Southern, Connecticut State University, I mean, I'm there at, you know, at the crack of dawn getting tickets for the performances. So, you know, I just wanted to call in to say you guys are great. You do, you know, you produce wonderful music. And I know that, you know, you work with other artists, you know, helping them with their, you know, CDs and everything. And we're looking forward to seeing you this week at La Luna.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Kat.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Now, who's playing this week?
I'll be there and Greg will be there. Yeah.
Okay. The two of you will be there?
Yes.
Wonderful.
We'll look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Well,
thank you for the call, Kat.
Oh, anytime. Like I said, it was just a pleasure to see that you were on the air with Andrea, and, you know, I'll be listening.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye, Kat.
Well, that was wonderful.
Now, that's a fan.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
Yes, she is. She really
I mean, she will not leave her husband, Rich.
And her husband,
oh,
Rich.
Oh, we got to mention Rich.
The nicest people around.
Yes.
And they won't leave the state because of you.
Because of us. Jeez.
They've gone all around the world and couldn't find.
They do travel. A lot of times, like, you got to sneak me in your luggage.
Yeah. We're going to play gate number 7 here.
Gate 7.
Talking about traveling, huh?
Yeah.
This is a takeoff song, so
yeah.
Hold on to your seatbelts.
Another musical journey.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go. Gate 7.
All right.
Thank you.
Love the drums in there. That percussive boy.
It's a fast-moving song. Actually, a friend of ours who comes sees us play a lot, she was saying, you know, the other morning I couldn't get started. She says, I put Gate 7 on it and got me out the door in 10 minutes. It got me, woke me right up, and I was raring to go.
Yeah, Secrets of Richmond says, this cut is pungent, sharp, crisp, and biting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't play it safe on that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Richmond.
I know. You're getting such wonderful comments. I guess you'll have to make more music for us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we got 7 different CDs for you, so.
Yeah. Well, the next tune is a classic, God Bless the Child.
God bless.
So what made you, decide to do that?
Well, when we do some of our live performances, we always like to throw in some classic R&B or blues songs, because Tom, my brother, he sings really well, and the sax player, Tom Sansone, also sings. So we always do a vocal song, and someone came to see us, and they said, we were doing the song live, just as a cover, just to do a vocal song, and someone said, you should record it. It sounds so good, because they liked our arrangement of it. So we said, okay, and we've never done a cover before, and that's a beautiful, great song, classic song that everybody knows. So, you know, we weren't even thinking about trying to copy Billie Holiday or anything like that. We just gave our little feel to it and just gave our little touch to it.
Yeah, gave it a little New Orleans bluesy type of sound, but still has the Airborne. Like Greg said, we never did any covers at all in our 7 different CDs. We put 2 covers, Bobby Head Sonny and Billie Holiday's God Bless the Child.
Yeah.
Hope everybody enjoys it.
Oh, yes, beautiful. And Secrets of Richmond says, reminds me of my high school jazz band from the 80s. But anyway, here it is. God bless
God the bless. Child. That's God His own.
Mm-hmm, I love this tune.
Yeah, you're strong, it's love.
Yeah, I got a little church getting going.
Oh, yeah, well, that was Andrea at the end doing that little vocal. So that wasn't on the track. That had to be you, I guess. Getting all churchy on us.
Oh, yeah. These guys are taking us to church.
Well, definitely on the last cut of that CD, we will definitely take you to church. On Children of the World, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, and Gregory was saying, the Airborne always tries to put some classic R&Bs in our performances. Because it really gets the crowd going with songs like that, classic songs. We put the Airborne sound to some classic R&B, and it really gets the fire going.
The crowd. When we do a performance, I would say 80% of it's our original music.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with throwing in a classic cover, and we add our own little spice to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, a song like that, you're not going to go wrong.
No.
It's a great song.
You get people singing along. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it really pleases the crowd when you do that, and I'm sure you get into it.
Oh, yeah, we love it. So.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those high-energy tunes, you know.
Yes, it's a concert piece.
Definitely. Yeah, it's definitely that. Well, honey, the woman, the vocalist in there had those vocals going.
She did. That's Elizabeth Dellinger.
Elizabeth has been singing with us for years.
For years.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth had it going on, let me tell you.
Yeah. As you see, the Airborne is very diversified. So contemporary jazz, it's, as one person said, we're like the new CD was as much new age, R&B, funk, spiritual, and world as is contemporary jazz, which it really is. Airborne is all that.
Yeah.
And, Andrea, can I throw a little plug in? If people are interested in our music, they could go to airbornejazz.com, and you could purchase any one of our 7 CDs right at our website at airbornejazz.com.
Well, certainly. And it's a beautiful site, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful.
And you could, we put some nice things on there, and you could pick up our CDs either directly through us or through Amazon or CD Baby or digital downloads. So, as artists, we always, we love what we do, of course, but, just for a little support to supporting the arts to help us keep doing what we do, is always a good thing.
Especially since you do keep many musicians working. I mean, you have a real band constantly.
Yeah.
It's great. Wonderful.
When you come to the Airborne Jazz site, you could see concert videos. You see videos of our CDs, concept videos, or like a message videos of The Winds of Change and also The New Horizons. You see videos of that. You get info of the band. There's a lot there on our website to see. The music samples, you can hear any music sample of any one of the CDs that we have done.
Right, and Ed says, if you want to book Airborne anywhere around the world, they should contact Ed.
Ed Tankus is there.
Blue Plate Radio.
Yes.
So contact Ed Tankus and book Airborne around the world. How's that?
Yes. All right.
Hi, Ed. Thank you for dropping by. Thank you.
And Andrea, you can come as our personal consultant. Especially if it's in the Caribbean or somewhere like that.
Oh, I love that. Certainly. I want some New Horizons. That's the next tune I'm playing.
Okay. That's a message. Okay.
Yeah.
We always put a message at the end. It's
a spoken word piece.
Yes. In many languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's go with it.
We are one world, one people.
Right. Yeah, beautiful. New Horizons.
We are one world, one people searching for new horizons. We are one world, one people, searching and waiting for peace and happiness that is just over the new horizon. All things are possible if we live, laugh, and love. To live our life to the fullest, sharing goodness to others. To laugh, we can sustain our hopes through times of trouble. With love, we can do great things.
Reach out your hand to the world. Reach out your hand to the world. We are all children of this world, no matter what color, no matter what faith. Our destination is to the same place. So let's reach out our hand and help one another get there.
To live our lives to the fullest, sharing goodness to us. To laugh. We can sustain our hopes in times of trouble. With love, we can do great things.
Un mundo nuevo, lleno de amor y paz. Todos vivimos como hermanos. No importa la raza ni el color. Podemos vivir todos unidos en el amor, en un solo sentimiento. En un solo sitio, en un solo mundo.
Nous sommes un seul monde, un peuple cherchant de nouveaux horizons. Nous cherchons tous le paix et le bonheur. Avec l'amour, on peut faire grandes choses.
Siamo un mondo, un popolo cerca con la nuova aurora. Siamo un mondo, il popolo aspetta la pace e felicità che venerà con l'alba. Viviamo una vita che offre buona volontà, con gioia si nutre la speranza nei tempi tristi. Con amore facciamo grandi cose.
Es ist alles eine Welt, das uns das Liebe und Liebe. Mit der Liebe, wir können große Sachen machen.
Anachno olam echad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Kulanu mechassim shalom v'simcha.
Reach out your hand.
Reach out your hand to the world.
Yeah.
We are one world. One people. Searching for new horizons.
We are one world, one people, searching for new horizons.
Red,
one world, one
door,
five, searching and waiting.
That's who I'm at.
And happy. Just over the moon.
Chiwanda, Shande, Mitzvah. It's a good deed.
To live our life to the fullest, sharing goodness to others. To laugh, we can sustain our hope through times of trouble. With love, we can do great things.
All things are possible if we live, laugh, and love. Well, thank you, Andrea. Thank you.
We try to give a message of hope.
And that's how we ended the CD, with a spoken word piece.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It really
thank
is
you.
Beautiful.
We hope it touches hearts and minds and souls. That we could all, we all can make a difference.
Yeah.
If we just try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can. We really can make a difference. And music is so healing, isn't it?
It really is. You know, as musicians, you know, we know that we're not going to completely solve the problems of the world, but we could add a little Band-Aid or a little sense of hope to people through music. And just sometimes just that little help or energy can help someone get through that next day. So
right.
That's what
yeah.
we try.
Yeah.
That's the airborne message.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's a beautiful message.
Thanks.
Wow. You know, the next tune I'm going to play is Sunrise. Beautiful.
Okay.
Okay, that was our first single off the New Horizons CD.
Yeah. Very nice. Really nice CD.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were busy.
Yes. It's a long CD. I got the stars to prove it, too. We did. It was a lot of work. It was a labor of love, though.
But people need to go out and get this CD. I mean,
yes, they do. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to give one more plug. Please come to airbornejazz.com and pick up this new CD.
Yeah. Well, here it is. Sunrise. Beautiful.
All right.
Takes you to a better place, and then the rest of the album takes you on another musical journey.
Well, I have it all mixed up, so if they want to hear it the way you have it, they have to buy the CD.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll hear the full essence. They can sit back.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, most of our CDs are planned, right, Greg?
Yeah. I mean, the order, the way each song goes, there's nothing wrong with people going and buy one song or two, but it was a concept CD, album CD, and, each song followed each other for a purpose, so... We would appreciate it if some people did buy the whole CD and played it in the artistic way we kind of chose to do it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be great. I think everyone should buy the CD.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, it's funny. You sent me so much music. I was like, we could do 10 shows.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to play just in the hoorah. You could play something from Turbulence because that was like a world fusion. And that shows a little diversity of the band. Our Turbulence came out in 2007, and that was a world fusion. There was an African piece on it. There's a tribute to the first Americans, the Native Americans. A few Latin pieces on there.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I am going to play a couple from that. It's just that, to be safe, because in case we ran out of time, I wanted to make sure that we played something from your new CD, but certainly people can go on your site and buy all seven.
Oh, yes, they can.
How's that?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That would be great.
So what's your next choice, Miss Andrea?
Yeah, well, you know what? Secrets of Richmond says none of the tracks have been a letdown. Very solid, awesome arrangements and compositions. What is the average time from writing to finished product of each track?
Oh, God. You know, every song is different. It really is. Sometimes, something like Gate 7, that one I agonized for months over. Mm-hmm. Because that had horn arrangements and a lot.
String arrangements.
Yeah. Yes. Something like Sunrise came a little quicker, but it depends. Every song is different. I would say a minimum. Oh, gee, I don't know, Tom. What would you say?
2 months.
From
writing to finish.
To
product.
Finished.
Yeah.
Hard to know though, because it's a flow thing, right?
It. Yeah, and then there's some songs that happen really quick.
Yeah,
and then there's some songs that take a little extra longer. So, you know, there's really no formula. Every song is different.
Well, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. I mean, I know it does matter, but each tune holds its own and stands on its own, and which is great because you could release everyone as a single. And
I mean, we don't, one thing on our CDs, we don't put what would they call as album fillers, just songs just to take up space. Each song has a purpose and is on there for a reason. And some songs that we have recorded and actually worked on for a month or so, just when after listening, we just said, no, it's not going to make the cut. It's not going to make the cut.
And it didn't go on the CD.
And it didn't get
on
the CD.
It's in our archive.
Yeah, it's in the archives. But we're like saying, even though we worked months on it, it's like, no.
But now, have you ever had that happen and then the tune resurfaced on another CD?
Yes, actually. Well, Jazz to James, believe it or not, I wrote that when I was up in school at Berklee College of Music in 1979.
The first part of it.
I used to play that with a band, and then I just brought it back, and we just put a little more modern arrangement to it.
And put James at the end.
Yeah.
You know, this is very interesting. I was thinking, because like I said, when I do these, this is random, and this is kind of the way that they came out. So mm-hmm. it's interesting. What is it like listening to it in this order?
It's different also too. I got to tell you, when you do a CD, because you spend a year or a year and a half of your life like diving into these songs, listening over and over and over and over again, sometimes when it's done, you almost need like a little break from listening
right.
to them. And now, I mean, I've had that little break, and now hearing them again, it's very refreshing. Mm. And, you know, getting ideas and bouncing in my head, and, you know, it sounds, I'm proud of what we did.
Well, you know, it's a different experience because we're chatting and playing music and chatting. And certainly,
mm-hmm.
someone, you know, when you go out and buy the CD, you're sitting back, and you just put
yes.
it on. And from mm-hmm. start to finish. And I know what you're saying because I agree with you how, you know, sometimes you'll listen to a CD and even though it has many cuts, everything just flows from one to the next. It almost sounds like it could be just one song because it just
mm-hmm.
flows.
It tells a story. It tells a story.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so beautifully from one to the next.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so you are very good at doing that.
Thank you.
But anyway, so now I say, take me away.
Okay, all right. Well, this is just what it says. Grab the margarita, picture yourself on an island under a palm tree, looking at crystal clear water, white sand, where Kathy Coyle goes, our friend from Brantford, laying on a beach. And it's just a chill song. I mean, it has definitely a lot of musical content to it, but it's just a laid back. All right. I've had a stressful week. Take me away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, take me away, Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
Take me away.
Okay. All right.
like that.
Thank you. Did it take you away, Andrea?
Yeah, it took me right away.
We love the Caribbean. We love the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it took me right there. I'm ready to go now. But I think
okay,
I'll wait.
Okay, book your flight.
After hurricane season.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Just wonderful. Let's see. Secrets of Richmond says, have any tracks been influenced by world events like 9/11?
We don't get too political in the sense we stay more just a more compassion and more world peace kind of thing. But I mean, we're aware, and I'm a big news watcher actually. So is Tom. But
it influences our writing.
It influences, and who we are as people.
People, yes.
You know.
And what we make Airborne Sand, we probably, what goes on in the world, especially the When the Chain CD came out at the recession. It came out at a terrible time of the year, world turmoil, and the songs on that CD, I have to say, were written. First song of that CD is called Better Days Ahead. So telling people that better days will come, you know, we try to give a little message on that, too.
Yeah.
I have to say the Winds of Change was definitely written on that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's music, music that... Our music that makes our dreams to make a better world come true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ed wants you to talk about All Tied Up.
Okay, Ed.
I'm not going to be playing it, but certainly tell us about it.
Okay. Ed Tankis is our manager, and he does all our bookings, and he's a wonderful person. He also owns Blue Play Radio. BluePlayRadio.com. He's a wonderful person, and we're happy to have him as our manager. All Tied Up was written about 30 or something years ago for a soul band, really, maybe. It's for like an old Motown Stack type of Wilson Pickett type sound band from New Haven. We've written many songs for different artists, and we produce different artists from gospel, right, Greg? Gospel, the R&B, the soul bands, and all different artists that we have produced for. And this particular one, All Tied Up, we wrote for a soul band. And it was the real thing. It was that old Stack side of sound, that Sam and Dave sound. With the horn section.
And it was written like over 30, 35 years ago. And we just brought it back and
on
made
our
it
Winds
a,
of Chain CD.
Made it a smooth jazz arrangement.
Yeah. But it still, we say it always still had that New Haven funk to it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, the next tune I have is Thank God It's Friday.
Okay. That's a Smokey Joe's Cafe. Just think of that. It's like a cool, groovy jazz song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the way you describe things. And I love the titles of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
picture yourself an old time, like a Cab Calloway time, and when the horn players just stopped playing in the big bands, and they just sat, they got up, and they just started saying, thank God it's Friday. The words are, thank God it's Friday. You picture yourself in that era. That's where we were trying to come across.
Yeah.
When they
were swinging.
Yeah. When they were swinging.
Yeah.
And the last line is, thank God it's Friday. If it wasn't for a Friday, I would lose my mind.
This
right.
song again was written by Tom Stone.
Oh,
podcast.
I love that.
He's their sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, let's go right there. Thank God.
All right.
It's Friday.
Thank God.
We're going to do a little groovy jazz now.
Thank God it's Friday.
I love that. I have to tell you, it's I wrote in the chat room, I love this tune. It is smooth, and Cab Calloway, he would enjoy this one.
Yeah, it's Smokey Joe's Cafe, you know?
I love this tune. It's just amazing. And you know what? I was thinking this, for some reason, I could hear this one in a movie or on a
play. In a movie score.
Or
like
a play.
1940s or a play or something. Absolutely.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah. We get a very good response when we play that.
Oh, yeah.
People just like snap their fingers. They really get into it.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I want to play it again, but I'm not. I was like, yeah.
You must have been grooving in the studio there, Robbie.
Oh,
yeah. It wasn't long enough. It wasn't long enough. We keep going, guys.
I'm not sure if you heard, but we have a lot of local friends, and we brought a friend of ours, Randy Boss, who played trumpet on that. And, you know, we use on some larger gigs. So, you know, we're always bringing in our local musicians and local friends to join us on our projects.
Yeah, you know, it's just, Secrets of Richmond said they'll be ordering several CDs.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you,
Secrets of Richmond.
And
Hopefully he said,
I hope we can play there.
Yeah, tell the guys, great job. But yeah, amazing. And, you know, it's just amazing. And what's so wonderful is, you're using musicians for every single instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is so special on recordings now.
Yes, I know. I know.
How do you feel about albums coming back? Because, you know, albums are returning now.
What, the vinyl?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That I didn't know.
They're returning. I couldn't believe it. I've been seeing people walking down the street. Yes.
How much that'll take off. I mean, people don't even want to buy CDs. They just put 1,000 songs in their iPods. But
who
am I to say? We never know where things go. But,
I mean, it's a whole new world, according to your song, right? It's a whole new world, but...
Yeah,
but it's a totally different scene in music from when you started.
Yeah,
I mean, you started when people were heavily into buying.
There was albums,
and people would buy the albums, right?
They would buy the albums. I honestly, to get people to buy CDs now is like pulling teeth. You know, people got very used to getting music for free, or they buy a song or this or that.
Yeah. People like downloads, yes. They put them on the computer because most of the time everybody's on the computer.
Yeah.
But that's okay. They're listening to you right now on the computer.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, or on their iPods or wherever.
Yeah. So that's okay. It's okay.
Because if they're listening to this, they are online.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know, things change, media changes, so we change with the times.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
yes.
You just go with the flow.
You got to go with the flow.
And we're grateful to have inputs like what you do. We commend you what you do. Yes.
Well, thank you.
You're a promoter of the arts. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a great thing.
We need
people like you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
We need more people like you. Yes.
A vehicle for the artists, for the independent, you know, musicians and authors and filmmakers and poets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as you know, I am so eclectic, so I never know what I'm going to have on myself.
Yeah. Well, you said your friend in Richmond, he has a jazz club?
Yeah, he did leave, but he said he had a jazz club.
He should.
But he loved your music.
Ed Tankus will bring us down there. We'd love to play.
Yeah, you can get all that. Again, information on airbornejazz.com. You can get all the booking information there, too.
Around the world, too.
Around the world, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the next tune I'm going to play is We Are All Children of This
World. We're going to take you to church now.
We will bring you to church.
Are you going to bring us back to church?
This song was going to be on our Winds of Change CD. As you, the message from the Winds of Change was to reach out your hand to the world, no matter what color, what race you are. We are all children of the world. That was the message of the Winds of Change CD. And that was in our liner notes, but we never finished the song, right, Greg, for the release time. So we put it into our New Horizon CD, and it fit well.
Yes.
It really fit well, and the message continued.
And this was another song where we brought almost everybody we know in New Haven on this one.
That's why we couldn't finish it in time, because it was such a big piece.
We have
horn
a
section. It's got a huge
horn
choir.
Section, a choir, different gospel artists, reverends on there.
Yes.
So you'll see.
So we're really going to church here.
Oh yes, you
you'll
are.
You'll see.
All right. Okay, well, we're in church now.
All right.
Reach out your hand. Lose the world. Cause we're all.
Everybody was having fun, too.
What do you think, Andrea?
I loved it. I was having a good time. I said, boy, talking about going to
well,
church.
You, when we say we give you variety, we give you variety.
I know. You don't mess around.
It's a crowd pleaser. The song is a definite crowd pleaser. Everybody is. Foot stomp when that song comes up, when we do that song, foot stomping everywhere.
I know. I mean, it's just like, I'm just like smiling, you know? And you are, aren't you? When you hear that, don't you smile?
Yes, I do. It brought me back. I was like, all right.
All right. You're like, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you, boy. Definitely. I enjoyed
it. A lot of voices in that song. That was a tough mix to do. Yeah. Oh, my God.
How long did it take you to do that?
That one was a good solid 2-3 months to get all the different people in, the reverends in, the gospel singers, the horn section.
Yeah.
That was Elizabeth Dellinger in the beginning who did the opening part.
And then
Yvette Early did the third verse.
Yeah, it was great. I love
mm-hmm.
it.
And, of course, the two Toms did the male vocals.
Yeah. Just
mm-hmm.
wonderful.
Thank you.
Amazing. You know, what would you say is the driving force behind your music?
Well, I don't know. I've been a musician since I've been 12, 14 years old. I'm 53 now. So it's just something that's in you. It's a spirit. You almost don't have a choice. You just have to do it. And
knew we were musicians.
And it's just that determination, a part of you who it's a part of you. You know, and being a musician is not easy. It comes with a lot of ups and downs, but it's just something you just have to do and you love. So,
have you always been pretty much full-time musicians?
Always.
Yes, we have been, and we're very blessed. I mean,
yes.
We're by no means rich at all. We're just making a living, getting by. But we, even though what we do have, we still try to offer helping other people, like we do with the Feed the Children Foundation and the World Peace. Even though, you know, we don't have it like that, we still, what we do have, we try to share with others.
We're also part of the New England Foundation for the Arts. And what we go into schools, community centers, little libraries, maybe with a full band or just a few of us, and we give back to the community and we educate even young audiences and all audience to jazz.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times they don't get to hear jazz. And what we do is it's called a century of jazz. We start from the blues all the way up to the contemporary jazz of today, our music, and we educate them through all the eras of jazz. And you should see, and the young audience, you see their faces. It's like awesome.
Yeah, the little kids love it because
they don't get
to really hear it that often. So it's a great thing.
Yeah
that is.
So we give back. We give back.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We go to the community and we give it and give concerts to the community.
Yeah well, that's wonderful. Wonderful
mm-hmm.
thing that you do.
It's rewarding.
Well, honey, we're moving into the next CD.
Okay.
Drums of Peace Awakening.
I love that.
Okay.
No,
that's amazing.
That is from our Turbulent CD, which was more world fusion. And that this is an African piece, and it's actual African chants.
Done by us. But my brother Tom knew an African priest.
Yes.
Where was he from, Tom?
Nigeria.
And he taught us the correct pronunciation, and we did the vocals on it.
Yeah, and there's many different dialects of Cameroon and
Swahili of course.
Yeah, South African. Many different dialects. We found that from different sources of how to pronounce so the whole continent of Africa is reflected in this piece.
And what I think it's saying, the song is saying, drums of peace. What else did it say, Tom? Do you remember the translation?
The translation, it's most of it is It's a piece to the world.
Peace to the world, okay.
Yeah, peace mm-hmm. to the world.
Okay, well, here it is. Drums of Peace Awakening. That is amazing.
Life from day to night.
What is it like for you to sit back and listen to that? Because I have to tell you, I love that tune, and I love dancing. So, you know, I was like dancing.
I got to say, it took me back because I haven't listened to it in a couple years.
Yeah.
And it definitely took me back to a place. And it's all, I was saying, wow, this is awesome. This is too good to be me. I mean, I'm saying this is very good.
Our percussionist did study in Africa.
Went into the bushland and studied with the drum masters.
Yeah.
And
so there are authentic African rhythms there. So it's the piece starts with a kalimba, which is a
African finger drum, though.
Right.
Finger piano. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Finger drum piano, whatever.
Exactly. So it is authentic drums pieces or percussion used, and it came out very nice, and we used the African chants, too.
Yeah.
So it was quite a piece to put that together.
It's an amazing piece. Absolutely amazing. I was listening to it, and I was like, wow. And,
Friend of mine who's a choreographer said dies when he hears that piece.
Yeah.
He wants to put it in a show or something, saying he could see people with costumes, people coming from the left and the right doing the African dance.
Mm.
It is something.
It is amazing.
The beginning is like the break of day, and then we end like the night you fall asleep,
mm-hmm.
and you notice how it chills at the end. It's
mm-hmm.
It just builds up and builds up, and then the day ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is an amazing tune.
Well, thank you, Andrea.
Now, would you say, I mean, you're so good at this. What is your favorite?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I do love the Turbulent CD.
Yes, I do love it.
That is a very musical world CD. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit of everything. There's a big band piece on that.
Yeah.
There's a Latin piece. There's a Native American. There's smooth jazz.
Yeah.
There's vocals. I mean, Turbulence really is a nice CD.
And it has Drums of Peace Awakening.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like you can buy all of them, all of the CDs, right?
Yes,
please do.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'll say it again, airbornejazz.com. And, again, you could buy it directly through us through PayPal, or you could go to Amazon or CD Baby.
Yeah, amazing.
iTunes for you, the digital download, too.
Right. Well, people, when they're listening to this show on iTunes, when they're downloading it,
mm-hmm.
just click right on over while you're listening in order.
Go right to us. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And they do have our own page there, so if you put Airborne Jazz, it'll come up.
Right. Well, it's on this link, actually.
Good.
Links to order. As well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the next thing is Festival of Sunset.
Festival at Sunset. That's a Latin piece. Picture yourself and maybe the Mardi Gras or something like that. People just partying, having a good old time.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Latin-oriented piece, type of music. And you'll see.
It's
a crowd pleaser. It has some vocals. It got a lot of percussion, a horn section, guitars, a little everything in there. We brought the neighborhood in on this one too. So.
You wanted to have a festival. You said, "Let's
did. We brought in everybody."
And you put the festival in the song, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Well, here it is.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm having such a good time. And I
you
love...
You dance in the studio there?
I love to dance.
Love to dance.
And so I have to tell you, I mean, I like sitting back and, you know, but you definitely have some music that makes you want to move.
There's a lot of energy in the airborne music.
Yeah, there is a lot of energy. It's just beautiful. And so you're opening for Acoustic Alchemy next month.
Alchemy.
Yeah, tell me about that. Yeah.
We're so excited about that. Because they're a very classy group from London. And we'll be opening for them. What's the date on that, Tom?
October 13th.
On a Wednesday in Milford, Connecticut.
Daniel Street. It's going to be a Daniel Pearl World Days event. We are part of that also. And it's wonderful to, it's going to be billed as Airborne U.S. and Acoustic Alchemy, the U.K., and it's an evening of jazz from both sides of the Atlantic. It's just reaching out together. It's going to be a night of jazz and love. It's a World Day event, so it's going to be a wonderful evening there. It's done by Nico Productions, and also going to be hosted by Ed Tankis of Blue Plate Radio.
Ah, wow.
Great,
Ed. Ed's going to be... They're hosting.
Well, yeah, and if you want to come down, I'll get you a free ticket in.
Yeah.
Front row, Andrea.
I would love to catch you. It would be wonderful. Then I could go get me some pizza.
Oh, see? All right. Well.
And a seafood platter from Jimmy's.
And you're all set. So mark October 13th. Come down the 12th. Listen to the 13th, and you can go back on the 14th.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Life is good.
Yeah, and all I have to do is listen to Airborne, and I'll dance the calories away.
That's it. If you see you could do that, you let us know, and we'll hook you up.
Yes.
Well, oh, that's very nice of you. I'd love to. I'm just enjoying... Yeah. Just listening to you, you're such wonderful, you're both so wonderful, and the music is wonderful, and I'm just having a great time. So, to those who listen to the archive, boy, are you having a good time. Because the show will live and live and live, guys.
That's great.
So the next one is Brazilian Praise. I love Brazilian music.
Off our Winds of Change.
That's off the Winds of Change CD.
Yeah.
And that got a little texture of a flugelhorn with some guitar and the use of vocals, like light, airy vocals in there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of different flavors in that. And, of course, Brazilian percussion. You know.
Of course.
Of course.
Isn't it amazing sitting back listening to the music you've created?
It's very nice. It's enjoyable. I was thinking, I'm saying, wow, 3 hours is going to be a long time. The time is flying by. This is like, I feel like we've only been here a half hour.
You're a great host.
Yes.
You really are.
Yeah, you're wonderful.
Thank you, Andrea.
Well, thank you.
Can I ask you a question, though? As far as the choice of songs that you've been picking, you just randomly did it, or chose them?
Well, I chose the songs. I mean, remember, you must have sent me 30 or 40 songs. I did.
And yes. I said, whatever you wanted to play was up your discretion.
Because I did. I always honor the artist, and I asked you, did you have any particular order or anything? You said, nope, just do whatever.
Nope.
And so, it's part planned, but part random, too.
Okay.
When I upload
I'm liking your choice.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, there's something to be said for doing this kind of thing, I guess. But, you know, it's like, to me, it's all music. And so for me, when I do these shows, I kind of do it like the way you would probably create a song. And, so, and it feels great, doesn't it? It worked.
Oh, yeah. It's working.
You say it's working. Yeah, it's funny. I guess, do you take your talent for granted? Because you were saying, wow, you know, you're listening to it. It's like you've never really listened to it like this.
Because we're so much in the production end of it and putting it all together and, to just sit back on the phone, you know, I'm in my living room, you know, sitting on the chair, relaxing, and I'm saying, this sounds good.
And we perform a lot, so so we don't get to listen to our own music
to the full.
Jazz changes every the song would change every performance too. That's what jazz is all about. But see, that's what we captured at that time when Gregory's trying to say what we captured at that moment in time.
What we were feeling
at that time. And it was like, that's why he's saying, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
So what's next?
You're going to sing the Star Spangled...
You're making us. Yeah, you're entertaining us.
Why don't you sing the Star Spangled Banner for us?
You know, I do sing a little bit, so... But I'm
you're hired.
But I was singing and humming along, and I mean, there are a couple of tunes that I want to play over, and I just might do that. I've done that. I've actually sometimes I book 3 hours, and the show ends 20 minutes early, and I do my clothes, and then I said, why not, you know? This is not traditional radio, so... It's non-traditional, so we do what we want.
You do
what
you
want. Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You said,
Great job. We're enjoying this evening. This is a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Well, it is wonderful. You know, I'm always amused because people say, I can't do 3 hours. What am I going to say?
Well, I got to say, Andrea, we haven't had dead air. We've been talking up a storm here. So I guess the chemistry's working.
And music says a lot, too. It always has a message. And as you notice, Airborne has been very much on melody. It captures you. The music does. It captures you.
But a lot of rhythm, and the rhythm keeps you moving. So.
Keeping
her dancing. So.
Yeah, it's keeping me moving, honey. I love it. I'm having a good time.
Good.
You know, and the thing about it is the music is so powerful and so positive. You know, it's just... real sound, you know. It's so refreshing to have
sound. That's exactly what we try to do. You nailed it. Thank you.
And then, you know, it is multicultural. It truly is.
Yes.
And you've been doing this for a long time.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to talk to AC now.
No, but what I mean is that, you know, in the past few years, there have been, you know, more and more groups are trying, you know, doing more multicultural music.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying,
oh, yes,
you've been doing it for a while.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we're going to continue.
And we'll continue. That's who we are as people.
Yes.
That's who we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
You must stay true to, you know, yourself and your beliefs. So,
So how important is it for music to change the world?
Well, I mean, I think music could be a Band-Aid and help a little bit. And you know, we're not going to solve all the problems of the world, but we could in some ways generate a sense of peace or well-being and maybe make people a little less uptight, and maybe things in the world could calm down. By us helping the world hunger, that helps things. You know, bringing awareness. You said our music is positive. So if you think that, and maybe other people who buy our CDs think that, that creates a snowball, hopefully. So
our music does create a vibe, a certain vibe inside, and it instills in an individual. Any kind of music will instill a certain feeling inside you, and it brings you to a different place. How many times have you heard a song and you remember something that happened before? It brings you somewhere, and most of the times it's a happy place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we try to keep, that vibe, to bring people to happier places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it really is all about the energy.
How
much of that is in a really good song or a good tune?
Yes, and you could feel it. People really do know, could feel it. It comes across in the certain pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not just our music I'm talking about. I'm talking about anybody who does any kind of music, no matter what genre it is, too. If it, like you were saying, if it's real, people feel it and people know it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, people feel it when it's real. I can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want people to know about your music, and what do you hope to inspire with your music?
Hmm. Well, we would like people to listen to it, to enjoy it, to pass it on to a friend or a relative, to support live music, to support the arts, and that's what I would like, you know, to support live music and the arts.
Yes.
You know.
And to be humanitarians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, each person can make a little difference. Even a little something, if you do, can make a difference.
And you were saying, and you are doing the same with your show. You're supporting independent artists.
You said you support independent artists who wouldn't be played on the radio. Yeah. So that's, you're doing your part.
Yes.
So we do our part, and if more people do that, if we inspire another person to do that, then another person might get inspired by that person, and hopefully, you know, we get to a better place.
Yes. All together.
So is there anything that you would like to share that we have not covered?
Jeez, my God,
we've
covered the whole phone book.
Well, you know there's always more. Obviously, with your music.
There's two other pieces you didn't play that we did do, a Native American piece.
Yeah,
or
I know.
A tribute.
Getting ready to play Winds of Change.
Okay. Well, that came around during when the stock market crashed, but also during the election of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that was a time of change. And that's when Tom, my brother, wrote the song, because change was in the air.
People were making decisions in fear, and it was something for them to look for hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a time of change, and a good, there were bad, but there were a lot of good things going on, too.
Yeah,
so,
it was an unsettled time in history when that CD did come out.
Yeah.
Well, here it is.
All right.
Winds of Change. Evening. This has been awesome.
It's been wonderful. I hope you're loving every song. That's great.
The Winds of Change, the reprise of it, the last song of the was our video, and it had the same groove of.
Reprise. 128.
Yeah, the reprise, and that has. speeches by Barack Obama, Martin Luther King, and the Kennedys. And it's, again, a message of hope.
Yeah,
I'll play it. You want me to play it? I'll play it right now.
Yeah, sure.
It's a message, yes.
Yeah, let's play it, and then we'll come back. Okay. Here it is. A message of hope. Airborne.
Continue the long march of those who came before us.
I just want to do God's will.
Reaching for what's possible.
And He has allowed me to go up the mountain. I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land.
And it's time to turn the page.
If you think that we have a role that we can play with all of mankind, I ask for your help. I ask for your assistance.
I still have a dream.
As well as a beginning, signifying renewal, as well as change.
The change that's required, this new spirit of responsibility and honesty and seriousness.
The whole thing to be self-evident.
The real change in progress.
That the torch has been passed.
Not by dividing people.
To a new generation.
But by bringing people together.
I still have a dream.
But his love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
Explore what problems unite us.
Feeling of justice.
Instead of belaboring those problems.
Toward those who still suffer.
To reach for something higher.
I still have a dream.
We do unto others as we would have them do unto us. To join together and forge a better future for our children. Let us be our brother's people. Let us be our sister's people. Let us find that common stake we all have with one another. It's to love one another. Care for the sick and lift up the poor. By housing the homeless, ministering to the needy.
I still have a dream.
Well, this has been absolutely wonderful. That is special.
That was played at the Democratic National Convention, actually, the video.
Ah. Yeah.
The words in that is kind of the airborne dream that we could help. We should help each other.
Mm-hmm.
Feed the homeless.
Right.
Help each other.
Yeah.
Do unto others as you should do unto us.
It was powerful. I mean, those are like four of the greatest orators of the century, you know. So it was powerful.
Yeah, quite. Well, it's been wonderful. It has truly been.
It has been a blessing.
Yeah, a wonderful, wonderful evening. And
so we're booking you for the 12th and 13th. You're going to come see us at Acoustic Alchemy, right? We're going to get you three large abeats. You should keep that in mind, dear.
That's right.
I will keep it in mind. I certainly will keep it in mind because...
Okay. Well, you contact us and we'll hook you up.
Yes.
You're wonderful musicians, and I'm so grateful to you, for all that you do to keep harmony in the world with beautiful, beautiful music.
Well, thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Any closing reflections before
No, you're doing it fine yourself. We want to thank you again for having us on the air for these 3 hours, and we thank your listeners. We thank people of the world for buying our music And let's keep hope alive, that's
yeah.
all.
A shout of praise for her.
Yeah. Well, I hope this archive will serve you well.
And thank you.
And I'm sure there will be many downloads. Many people will be listening to your awesome, music. It's been a real pleasure.
You too.
Thank
Good
you
night.
So much.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
I would like to thank our guests, Thomas Borino and Greg Borino, for being here to share the music and the story of Airborne. For more information, please visit www.airbornejazz.com. To each and every one of you out there, thank you so much for joining me, Andrea Garrison, and connecting here online with Andrea. Listen to me live or listen to the archive. Just continue connecting heart to heart. Make sure you join me next time here on Blog Talk Radio, the citizen's voice on the Internet, taking radio to a new interactive and expansive level. But in the meantime, do whatever you can to reach out to help others and never underestimate the power of a friendly smile. Thank you so much for listening to Andrea Garrison. Take care.
Thank you for connecting to Online with Andrea, with your host, Andrea Garrison.